looking to take your career to the next level? Then get ready. Here comes Dr. Career on CITR, 101.9 FM in Vancouver, or online at citr.ca. He will inform, inspire, and give you practical steps to successfully land your next dream job.
Welcome to Career Fast Track. I'm your host, Philippe Desrochers, also known as Dr. Career. It's good to have you with us. We're talking this week about two major insights that I've had recently, and I want to share them with you. I had a chance to read a book that talked about the value of your destiny, and that is where you are headed. A destiny is the word in destiny is destination, and also getting back up after maybe something has happened that you didn't expect or having made a mistake. So getting back up after failure, I want to talk about those two things. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to Career Fast Track 101.9 FM in Vancouver. It is good to have you. One thing that I've noticed is that the biggest barrier that I see in the individuals that I work with, one of the biggest areas holding back, is this inability to be patient and to do what it takes to get to where they want to go. And so, consequently, they don't do anything. And so I think that what really happens is it's not that people try and fail, it's that people don't try at all. Now, I'm not speaking about you because I know you're not this person, but many of the people that I work with are like this. Now, maybe you resonate with some of the things that I'm saying, and none of us are exactly like this, but I see this pattern and I wanted to share it with you and how to overcome it. So for example, you go to, and of course, I've observed this in myself and I've had to work through this. Let's be honest, if any of you are ever in the field of helping, of teaching, as a teacher, you have to go through the process yourself in order to teach it. And so it makes sense that way. And I've gone through this and I've had a chance to gain an insight that I hadn't had before, and I wanted to share it with you. Let's say you go to the gym. I'll give you a metaphor. And you have a bad workout and it doesn't work out. The next day you have another workout and it's, you don't like it. Finally, you're like, I'm not getting much out of this. And so you stop. Or you go to the gym and you don't expect it to, you expect it to be more exciting and it's not, so then you stop. Or you go to the gym twice and then you go on vacation for 2 weeks, you come back and you don't have any momentum, and so you stop. And so what are you noticing a lot of what's going on out there? Well, you stop a lot. In fact, what I've noticed is a lot of people don't do anything instead of something. So if you pick up the newspaper, you'd rather not read it than to read just a portion of it that you, which would be incomplete. And so there's a massive need to be perfect out there. So if you're going to read something, you've got to complete it. And if you're not going to complete it, you're not going to finish it. And the problem with that is that there's no progress in that. I mean, let's think about it. The automobile. I mean, when it first came out, it was, you know, in today's standards, it was pitiful. And there was this learning curve that's actually never stopping. It keeps going. Cars never stop evolving. And think of yourself like that Model T. When you start off at something new, you're like that Model T. And so it's easy for you to look at it and say, this is ugly. The problem is if you don't start, you don't progress. Does that make sense? So let me ask you, in your life, where are you not being active at all? I'm not even asking you to be a superstar, to work really hard, or to burn the midnight oil, or to go and do a second job. I'm simply asking you to show up. There's a great saying, get up, dress up, and show up. And that saying also reflects a lesson that I learned when I was 21 and I was cutting a grass of a very wealthy homeowner, and I'd gone to lunch with him and I was talking to him a bit about his life and how he was able to build a fortune. And he said, well, what I've learned is most people don't show up, so I show up. And most people try to do perfect, but they don't even reach halfway, so they quit. So I just do a reasonable job. So show up and do a reasonable job. I think wanting to do a perfect job is one of the greatest deterrents to moving forward. Now, I promise you, when you start acting and trying things, what's going to happen is you're going to start to face fear and you're going to have to grow. And that's where life is extremely exhilarating, but extremely scary, unless you're born for risk, like an entrepreneur. But for most of us, it's just facing your fears over and over and over again and realizing that you're not going to die. Because ultimately, the only thing that could help, that could stop you, is this fear that you're actually going to lose your life. Fear of safety. You know, if you run out of a job, you'll have no money and you'll be on the streets, you'll go poor and you'll go hungry and you'll die. So what I'd like you to appreciate is this value of process, that life is a process, and your destiny is to appreciate that to get anything you want, it takes patient process, so step by step to get there. So if I were to ask you now, are you wanting everything now? And you're not doing anything about it. That kind of pressure can really weigh you down to the point where you start to fill your life with addictions. And that's what I've noticed, is that if you have any addictions in your life, so let me ask you, are you addicted to television? Are you addicted to fondulation? Are you addicted to alcohol? Are you addicted to putting cigarettes in your mouth? Are you addicted to seeing 3 movies a night? Are you addicted to sugar? Are you addicted to meth? Whatever it is, your choice of addiction, there's 2 problems. One is the addiction, the cause the addiction has in your life. So I would agree that television is not as dangerous as meth, the drug, or cocaine. So that's true. I would agree with that. Now, both addictions do not allow you to do what it is you are destined to do on this earth. So that's equally bad. Whether you're on drugs or on television, you're not pursuing your destiny. And what I've learned about process is that it slows your pace down and lowers your expectations, not lower in a negative perspective, but lower them from big picture thinking to dreams, down to strategy, goals, day to day. How can you today work on your goal? Work on your what you'd like to do in your life. Now, you could pretend you don't know it. I was recently speaking with an individual, and she had always said that in her heart she knew she should have gone into human resources. But she had tried to convince herself that she was a finance person. Well, that didn't work. But it took her 1.5 years to learn that. Many people don't learn that. And you know what? Let's be realistic. I don't think it's because you don't learn it. I just think it's because you have a lot of responsibilities, children, payments, mortgages, which are great things. They're very, very good things. The human being needs this. A home, a safety net. The issue is, what's the cost? Is it worth having these things and not having a feeling, a sense of destiny, or that you're fulfilling your purpose in life? Because if it's not, then maybe it's worthwhile talking to your family and saying, well, this is where I'm at. You know, can we sell the house? Can we downsize? Can we live off one income and have the kids put the kids to work? I know this. I have a colleague, and she is, her parents aren't doing well, and she's relying on her parents financially. She's a little younger, and she's now being put to work by the parents. Now, she's not liking it, but she's learning a lot. And so if you have to do that, you have to do that. So I guess it's pain and pleasure. Is the pleasure of having your nice home and your nice toys and your kids not complaining too much worth it for you to be lost in your purpose in life? Because I genuinely believe that you are destined to do something specific in your life. You are destined to leave an impact. And it doesn't matter what it is. It could be to love well. It could be to parent well. It could be to teach well. It could be to manage money well. It could be to manage people well. It could be to greet people with a smile. You know, when I meet people that just knock me out, I ask them. For example, I met with a bell porter. He works for a hotel in and for a large chain, a hotel chain. And as we got to talking, he was very engaging. I just said something about him that was special. Well, as I got to talk with him, he admitted that he was one guy and he was in a team of eight, and he made more tips, this one person, than all the other seven people combined. And so when I heard this, I was just shocked, and I actually had him on the show a couple years ago, if you didn't have a chance to catch it. But basically what he told me was he loved his work, and what he loved was to be able to connect with people individually. So I don't have any qualms about where you earn your money. And many people earn more money than you would think. There's servers. I know servers who serve dinner, lunch and dinner. Actually, these are diner type places, which are very popular. So it's constant attendees, patrons. And with breakfast, lunch and dinner, like a day shift, they're earning over $100,000 a year. You wonder why, let's say you go to a bar and you see someone serving drinks who's a little older. It's because they're making a lot of money. So, you know, we can often judge people and for their roles. I can judge people, and that's normal. But once you realize and learn that the judgment on others is, of course, a judgment on you, you start to develop humility, which is a powerful lesson. Okay, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Career Fast Track. I'm sharing with you two large insights which have come to me as a result of working through them myself, then passing on the wisdom to individuals that I work with one-on-one in my field. And as I teach, I'm seeing breakthroughs in them, and so I was prepared to show them and share them with you. When we come back from the break, I want to talk to you about how to get up from adversity, how to deal with adversity. There is some of that out there, and it's normal. But getting up is not. I would say that it's not the standard way of dealing with problems, getting back up. But I'll talk to you about that. Career Fast Track, 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Don't go anywhere. Philippe Desrochers is your host, Dr. Career, also known as. Back in a sec.
CITR has more friends than ever before. We've partnered with tons of local businesses to bring you great discounts in the communities where you live, work, and play. Maybe Main Street is your main drag. Present your friends of CITR card at Red Cat Records, Lucky's Comics, Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blim, The Kiss Store, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Vinyl Records, Regional Assembly of Text, and Twig and Hottie to receive fabulous discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free friends card, and feel the love.
Looking to take your career to the next level? Then get ready. Here comes Dr. Career on CITR, 101.9 FM in Vancouver, or online at citr.ca. He will inform, inspire, and give you practical steps to successfully land your next dream job.
Welcome back to Career Fast Track. I'm your host, Philippe Desrochers. I talked to you before the break about getting back from adversity or dealing with the adversity. Here are the facts. I'll give you some straightforward facts. If you try new things, you will succeed and you will fail. If you've learned this lesson that if you try, let's say you want to, I don't know, date someone, and you try to approach 10 people, maybe two of them will date you. So you got a 20% chance. Of course, 80% will say no, and some of that might be quite traumatic. But you know this, but if you don't try, it's 0 on 10. Wayne Gretzky was famous for saying that. He says, you don't score on any shots you don't shoot. So he was always about shooting the puck. So that's attempting. Now, what happens is the moment you shoot, you then make mistakes. And once you make mistakes, you get feedback, and then you adjust. So really, it's quite a powerful process where after you make mistakes, you then have to be flexible enough. Here's another quality you need to have, and humble enough to not beat yourself up and realize that you're human. And not only are you human, you have to learn, and you learn by flexibility, you change your strategy. And all of this, so the ability to make, to try something new, to work through the fear of trying it. Once you try it, if you fail, then you have to be humble enough to realize that you're human, and then flexible enough to change your strategy. All of that helps you remain motivated when you are discouraged. Now, if you think there's something wrong with you, it's called low self-efficacy. When something fails, you don't think you could try harder. It's, or there's something wrong with your strategy. You think there's something wrong with you. Just be aware of it. Be aware of your self-thought. When you make a mistake, do you think you didn't try hard enough, or you didn't approach it the right way, or the timing was off? Or do you genuinely think there's something wrong with you? If you do, you have bigger issues, and that's nothing wrong with that. That's just, you can seek help for that. Psychologists are great for that. That's why they're around, to discuss these issues. But once you move through all of that and you remain motivated, you still will fail. Barbara Walters is a perfect example that I often think about. And she was a very successful reporter, and she got promoted to the ultimate job, to be a host, or to be the anchor for a major news, I believe it was NBC. And she was a complete flop. She was given a huge contract, money, and she bombed. She wasn't even there for a year. I remember watching a documentary on her. And after that, she was completely... her career was seen as over. I mean, she'd made it to the top. She'd failed. Who's going to hire her? Well, she fought back. She went back to her roots. She went back to being a reporter. No kidding. She went back to, if she had any pride, it didn't hold her back, because she just went back and did reporting in other countries. And she just kind of went back to basics, which then, of course, as you all know, led to careers in many areas, doing her specials, her large interviews, The View, things like that. So I often think of Barbara Walters whenever I'm faced with adversity. And I think the best advice you could ever get in terms of dealing with adversity is that those three statements, get up, dress up, and show up. You know, how often do we remain in bed? Now, maybe you don't do this, but maybe someone you know remains in bed. When you get out of bed, how easy is it to stay in your PJs? The next step would be actually to get dressed. So to get up, dress up. And lastly, show up. Go to where you need to go. And if you have nowhere to go, then go to a library, or go to an employment center, or go to a free community center, or go to the gym. But it means, typically means, moving your body and leaving the home. Because only when you leave the home do you grow. If you're too afraid to leave the home, which happens to people. I know people that peek out of their windows, out of their blinds, fear of leaving. It's not common, but it happens. If that's your situation, then have people come to you. There is help out there. You can do that. So my question to you is, are you, in the light of failure, withdrawing? Is your life becoming smaller? Are you not risking as much? If there's one thing I've realized, and I'd like you to ponder this statement, is that you're either growing or dying. And it doesn't matter if you're growing, and it doesn't matter if you're dying. What I do know is that life is more enjoyable when you're living. We're all dying, but to actually enjoy life, you must be growing. And if you're not, you can change it. You can always change. Do you have the humility to accept that you are not applying the right strategy in your life? That's to admit that you're wrong. You're wrong for staying out of this job for so long. You're wrong for having argued with your boss. You're wrong for having held resentments for a coworker for so many years. I know several people who have held on to resentments from previous jobs to the point where it causes, and it can cause, illness, serious illness. Small illnesses like chronic back pain to quite severe life-threatening illnesses. And Gabor Mate talks a lot about this in his book, When the Body Says No. So, of course, when the career, when the failure in a career impacts your health, that's the ultimate, the final frontier. There's no more serious issue than that. And often you hear about the miracle of, let's say, cancer. It's because it helps you realize and face what you need to face. So, for example, if you have this resentment over a colleague at work, which has eaten you up inside for the last 6 years, you can then release it, because you have no choice, because otherwise you're going to die. And death is one thing that does motivate us often to change. But sometimes not. But sometimes not. So I want you to think about now is, if you've heard this a lot, this statement, but in the context of this discussion, if you were not to fail, or if you were to realize this, that no matter how you failed, you knew you can be humble in the face of it and realize that you're human, and you can be flexible enough to overcome your ego, realize that you made a mistake, and to learn from it and to move on. The best way for you to move forward in decision making and not fearing making a mistake as much is to realize that any decision you make will result in something in which you can learn from, whether or not it has the outcome you want. Because really, decision making is making a choice with the facts you have. And the moment you make the choice, there's an outcome. And that outcome you could not have predicted, but that outcome gives you more awareness, and that then helps you make future and better decisions. But it's amazing how we judge a previous decision when we don't have that outcome in front of us. How many times have you said, why didn't I do that? It was because you didn't have the awareness. Now you have the awareness, you've grown. So not getting back up after an adversity is to be treating yourself like a machine, like a human, like you're not a human being. It's a very arrogant and self-centered approach to think that you're at cause for everything in your life. There's many factors that cause results in our lives. This might sound a little hokey, but you know, if like water, the tides can go up 2 or 3 feet and we don't even know why, or you can feel massive love for someone and you don't know why. I mean, these are things you can't see, but they happen. And there's a lot of things that happen and you can't see and that you don't have control over. So one of the best advices I've ever received, and that I like to pass on to those I work with, and yourself, a listener here, is to, in one sense, get over yourself and realize that, turn the power over. Realize that you're not in full control. And whatever that power is, it's many call it your higher self or the universe. Realize that you're not alone and you don't have control of everything. If you're a scientific person and you don't believe in a spirituality, that's okay. You can turn it over to, you know, laws of physics. If you've ever watched the movie What the Bleep, there's a lot of scientists on there that talk about the universe and energy and the power of positive thinking, and a lot of that in the movie The Secret. That's that side. If you're a scientific person, you tend to be more attracted to that, so you can go that way. So what have we been talking about today? We've been talking about the importance of appreciating the value of process, and that in life, it's better to start small and to progress through process. And when you do that, you will eventually have what it is you want, but to realize that it doesn't happen instantly. And so if you are impatient, impatience can be both a cure and a gift and a curse, in that it motivates you to move forward. But whenever you're impatient, I think it's important for you to ask yourself, why are you impatient? What is that impatience about? What's the hurry? What if I told you that if you focused on the process of getting what you want, your impatience level will go dramatically down? So instead of being focused on making that ultimate sale, Why not focus on developing two close relationships tomorrow? Reaching out to two people that you've been wanting to reach out to, connect with them, have no expectations in terms of selling them, and then slowly build that relationship. That's process. It's slowing things down day by day, one day at a time. And we've also talked about getting back after adversity or getting back up. You've heard it 100,000 times. It's not what happens to you. It's how you respond to it. But it's very different to be in the middle of adversity and to be hit hard on the ground. And things like self-efficacy, self-esteem, and confidence, all these things take major hits. But that's different. Self-esteem and self-confidence only comes after you've realized that, one, you are a human being. And to treat yourself like one, you will make mistakes. Next is to realize humility. You are no better, and importantly, no worse than anyone else. And so a lot of people don't like to put themselves above other people. But let me ask you this. If you're not putting yourself above someone else, are you putting yourself below them? That's as equal a sin, if you want to call it that, as it is to think you're better than someone. It doesn't matter whether you read the Bible or not, but the Bible says that if you think you're lesser than other people, that is a sin. You're not. And of course, you're not better. So you're human, you're humble, and you're flexible. Flexible is the willingness to change your strategy that did not work. That will require you overcoming your ego or facing your ego head on and realizing that you can and do make mistakes, and it's you're on your way to overcoming self-centeredness, which is probably one of the greatest diseases out there because it causes you to think that everything evolves around you when it doesn't. And I mean that in the best way possible. Thank goodness you're not, because that would be a lot of pressure if everything evolved around you. Thanks for listening, everyone. You've been listening to Career Fast Track 101.9 FM in Vancouver. It's been nice to have you. I know you've been here with me. Please join me every week, same time, 6 p.m. on Monday evenings. Check us out in 24 hours, most Monday mornings. I'm the career columnist for them under Dr. Career. And visit our accompanying website, drcareer.com. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Stay tuned for our next show, Sore Throats, Clapping Hands with Rob. Enjoy his show. Back in a week.
Thank you, everyone. I'm glad you tuned in to Career Fast Track here in Vancouver at CITR. Remember, Dr. Career is back next week with surefire methods at work and real-life stories on landing your dream job. Get the job you want and be here next week at 6 p.m. precisely. Don't miss out on your dream job.